Spirit Husband, Chapter 4, Willow Debriefs Willow. Willow, back on her couch, where she had fallen asleep eating her rice casserole, groaned. "You, Willow, my dear, need to wrap up in your sheet and go to bed." Willow picked a few crumbs from her clothing, a pair of faded jeans with threadbare sections of white along the cuffs, and a thick double-knit sweater of mixed green, brown, and burgundy, but only after meticulously inspecting each one for stray cat hair. Next, she spooned a clump of rice from the adjacent pillow of her tropical orchard-patterned couch, also inspecting the grainy lump for cat hair. The ebony crown and shimmering mother-of-pearl wedding gown had vanished. Willow thought briefly about the dream, vision, or whatever had happened, crinkled her brow in puzzled consternation, and continued to eat her rice meal as she pondered the impossible revelations. "God, that was weird," she exclaimed, swallowing a spoon of spicy soy burger crumbles, steamed broccoli pieces, and jasmine rice. "A fake Jesus telling me he is real, and that the real Jesus is fake. A fake Jesus telling me that Wesley is my husband, seeing Wesley in a dream that seemed more real than reality itself, and dream Wesley believed the false testimony of that fake Jesus that I am his wife and that we have a ministry together. And I thought Granny T was swigging the wine jug a wee bit too much. Have I been smoking my organic oatmeal and applying just a bit too much sacred love oil? And to top it all off, if I called Wesley right now and asked him about this dream, he would start rattling away about it. I just know it. This isn't just your dream, Willow, my dear. You know, as sure as you're sitting here, girl, dream Wesley and real Wesley are going to end up being one and the same. I really like Wesley, but he is not my husband. When I had coffee alone with him for a few minutes, I was overwhelmed with peace, and my body was reacting to him like we have been best friends for decades. This is absolutely crazy. And then Jesus appears in McDonald's in Ashland and drops this antique ox yoke trainer onto both of us and vanishes. Even if he is the real Jesus, he had no right to marry me to Wesley without even asking me. God, I can't believe he would be so cavalier like that. I made a promise to the real Jesus that I would remain celibate for him, and I am going to keep it. Oh, God, I can't think about this anymore. My poor little brain is about to explode. I've got to get wrapped up in my cottony fairy girl shroud, hit the sack, and catch a few winks. On second thought, I'd better take some organic Valium herbs, or I won't sleep a wink. One dose isn't going to do it, Willow girl. You can see that from the end of the road. God, Willow, what have you gotten yourself into this time? Meanwhile, back at Wesley's house. When Wesley awoke, he knew that his dream had been special, and he was certain it had been real, even if it had only been a dream. A little later, back at Willow's apartment. Willow, wrapped in her white sheet, pretending to be her alter ego, Willow the fairy girl, all snuggled in her white canopied princess bed, chanted, "It was only a dream, Willow. It was only a dream, Willow. It was only..." Willow didn't make it to her fourth mantra when the organic sleeping powders kicked in, and the land of Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod carried her away into its imaginary embrace.